to me why that guy was picked up the same day that you guys visited us, and we weren't told that, which might have provided us, you know, some bit of service.
Sir, this is an ongoing investigation, and you publishing this whole article with our investigative notes, however y'all got those, whether it being from Barrett. I asked you personally that day not to engage him. I was out of town for a week for Thanksgiving. I don't know if that gives you, I mean, it was Thanksgiving last week, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. This is still an ongoing investigation. Now everything is out. Things, the measures we've been doing, things we're trying to do. So that gives you a little perspective where I'm coming from.
Okay, well,
Sir, this is, I'll let you speak. Let me speak or we can end this. You know, I can assure you I'm doing my job. Well, that happened. Between you and all your personnel that day, what did I ask y'all to do? What was the one thing I asked you to do?
You asked us not to put the information out there, which we did. No, I mean, we respected the request.
Well, I don't know. I guess we're going to have to agree to disagree on that one. And I asked you personally not to engage him, Mr. Barrett, on this whole thing, and I've seen everything they exchanged from yesterday between the two of y'all. I asked you personally not to do that. And, you know, I mean, I'm really doing my job here. And I know y'all might not be satisfied with it, but yes, I talked to that man. Yes, we're sitting here, and this is an ongoing investigation. But, I mean, as things come in, I will keep you apprised, but this is, I was out of pocket for a week. This is where we're at on it. You know, and it's, everything's discretionary. You know, and now, seeing everything, how quickly everything was just put out there, you know, I mean, I'm really doing my job here, but, okay. How am I going to share that when it's just going to be put out there? You know, I mean, everything that was put out there kind of compromises it, because it shows what we're doing, the measures that have been, you know, been taken. And yet, here we are. I can tell you're animated and you're frustrated just the way you wouldn't even let me talk. So I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I'm looking at your email right now, and I'm kind of at a loss of words here, because you realize the incident happens on one day. The next day, I sit there, I'm talking to you as well as the Dallas Public Library. I interviewed 7 people by myself and my partner. I mean, you realize everything that has been done, right?
Well, no, because we couldn't get a hold of you, and we called, emailed repeatedly, and that was well in advance of Thanksgiving proper. And I want to make it very clear that we did not publish anything until Assistant Police Chief Lonzo gave all that information to Philip Kingston, and then it goes from Philip Kingston to Barrett to Twitter. We were keeping our mouths shut until...
You were. Your key word is were.
Okay, until a Dallas police officer, and Barrett said, the DPD has issued a statement. And I said, what are you talking about? And he goes, well, I've got an email that came from my city councilman. Nothing happened until that information was put on Twitter by Barrett, and the only reason he had that information is because you guys gave it to Philip Kingston.
Okay.
And Lonzo must have known right away what Kingston was going to do with it. So, at that point, all I'm doing is essentially republishing information. I mean, that was already out there.
Okay.
So do you understand where I'm coming from? We kept our mouths shut until you guys let the information out to Kingston.
Okay.
So that's my stance on the deal.
Okay. Again, I guess we're going to have to agree to disagree with it, because I asked you personally not to engage the man, and I've got 2 pages of stuff, and I haven't even looked today. So, you know, you have an investigative component to do, and I understand, to report, and I understand all that, but it's just like, I don't know what more you want from me, but I'm sitting here, I guarantee I've done everything I do, and I've documented everything to T, so with that being said, I mean, I guess we're just going to have to disagree on this whole thing.
Okay, so let me circle back to the first question I asked you. So is the answer to why we were not informed that you had picked him up is simply because it's an ongoing investigation and somehow that would have compromised
it? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because I didn't want everything to get put out there and get blasted out. I trusted things would stay here, and so I kept everything to myself and was to my command staff.
Have you told Lonzo that you're upset that he let the information out?
Hey, sir, I'm talking to you right now.
Okay.
I'm talking to you, and that's being done as well. I'm within my, internally speaking.
Okay.
I'm talking to you right now.
Well,
that's
I,
all I have
I,
to say
I
at this
you,
point.
Well, okay, and I asked you a question. So, I mean, you and I are talking, but we're talking about other people, right? That's part of our conversation. So I,
well, a conversation, it should be, there's two sides to it, and, you know, I just don't feel like I'm getting a fair shake in this whole thing because you're sitting here blasting everything, and I, you know, I mean, you're quite, you're just cutting it up, and you're interpreting it the way you want it interpreted. I mean, I don't know what, so you're asking me what? Why weren't you notified that we made contact with him?
Yes.
That's what you're asking me?
Yes.
Because it's still, because I still got measures in place right now, and I can't, I don't, professionally speaking, I have decent dialogue with you, but we don't have, until the investigation is done, then and there, we can sit here and share everything with you. It's just like with your job. You have sources, you have things you do. You don't give up them for the investigative integrity of it and to compromise what you have, and I can't necessarily do that, nor am I obligated to.
I got you. Listen, I know your job is difficult, and all, then as a result of this conversation, all I want to communicate to you is that we did respect your request until Lonzo let that information out. So on that same day, yesterday, I got an email from you saying we have not arrested him. Okay, I get that there's a difference between arresting someone and taking them into custody, but when I get that, and then a couple hours later, I'm reading on Twitter the words of Lonzo saying that he was taken into custody, that, you know, all, everything I put up there, I'm like, well, what's going on here, man? I'm only being told.
Because it was not true. Not everything was true that was presented there. It's still ongoing, and things didn't happen the way they were presented.
So that,
truth
so,
be told.
So what Lonzo told Philip Kingston is not true? Because that's really important.
Look. Here you go again. I guess we're done here. And it's just, you're getting very dated information, and the investigation has changed. And you're sitting here asking questions, and you're going to spin it the way you spin it.
Well, please. I don't
yes,
spin.
Yes, you are. That's what you just did.
If you tell me the truth, I won't spin anything. All I want to know is the facts. And if you can't tell me the facts because it's your job, I mean, at this point, our relationship has changed, right? So now I'm doing my job as a reporter. And if you can't share information with me as a reporter, I get that that's how you need to do your job. But all I want is facts. I want to know.
How can I share something with you when I can't realize, when I can't, no, I mean, everything has been out there, and it got shared, and it goes back to you. Yeah, you're saying Lonzo put it out there. I asked you not to do that. You're saying trust and our dynamic of our friendship has changed or whatever we have. I asked you day one not to do that. And there's four other people that were present there, and they should say the same thing. You know, and that's, if you want to circle the wagon, let's revisit that.
Okay.
With that being said.
So I just, so moving forward, my understanding is I shouldn't bug you about this because it, any information, well, because you can't give me information because it makes your job harder. Is it, so do I understand correctly?
It's an ongoing investigation. I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay.
Until it's complete and it's done. Unfortunately, I can't share stuff with you.
Okay.
Especially now moving forward.
I understand that.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate the call. Bye.